Chapter 48. Darrow. The Tickler. A pounding wakes me in the night. We're still 3 days out from Io, but I assume they found us. That the Obsidians are in the halls. Ascomani are peeling Lyria and Ori in zero-G. My traitorous braves are laughing as they stomp on Cassius with their boots and drink from Severo's skull. They look like grinning beetles in the dark, their armor heavy as they drag us before the throne of Fa to make us into blood eagles. No! I wake, screaming. The room is still, the bed warm, the alarms quiet. But someone is pounding on the door. I grab Badlass and crank open the door to find Lyria standing there with a crazed look. It's Severo! He's torturing the prisoner! Lyria's already sprinted back down the hall. I rush after her, ducking my head to avoid the bulkhead partitions. I'm not the only one to hear Lyria shout. I collide with Cassius as he comes from his cabin bunk with Alpine on his breath. Gin. How many varieties of booze does he have on this heap? We scramble off one another. I push a little more aggressively, annoyed he's drunk, and lead the way to the medbay. We find Lyria and Ori in the hall outside the door, trying to hack the smashed controls. Ori looks sick to her stomach. He's crazy, Cassius replies. I told you. The door is thick. I peer through the Duraglass viewport to see a murky image of Severo, hunched over Diomedes with cables in his hands. I beat on the door, but Severo either doesn't hear me or doesn't care. Lyria, those controls are fragged. You remember how to initiate the fire protocols? Cassius asks. Yeah. Oh, it'll demagnetize the lock, she says with a burst of inspiration. Go to the bridge, initiate them, then override the oxygen cutoff protocol. He gives her his access password, and she heads off. Go with her, I say to Cassius. He ignores me, and I do my best to put myself between him and the door. Cassius, don't pour gas on this flame. I look to Ori for help. She puts a hand on his shoulder, but he brushes her off. He could kill him. Cassius misses the desperation in her voice. I don't. Someone has to get him in line, Cassius says. The hall floods with fire alarm lights, and a clunk comes from the door. The door hisses open, and Cassius swims past me with a cravat move. He's first through the door. I follow, then Ori. It's a brutal scene. I've encountered worse. Nothing will beat the abattoir's Atlas leaves in his wake. But seeing your best friend taking out a man's teeth with pliers and then electrocuting the exposed nerves is more than a little jarring. Cassius is at a loss for words. Phew! Goblin! Go away! I'm working, Severo says. Severo, stop, I say. Stop? What? You gave me the look, he deadpans. Ain't this why you brought me? Ain't this why you always bring me? I don't mind the dirt. Gotta keep you shiny. He turns with a sneer. I asked about Athena's ships. Had to know if they were real. I can't help myself. And? Severo turns around and smiles at Cassius's look of disgust. He's quiet on the subject. Want me to ask him about Calliope? He has a tooth between his pliers. Get away from him! Ori snaps and shoves Severo so hard he almost moves. She hurts her wrist, but Severo steps aside like a courtier to let her pass. Ori rushes to Diomedes. Cassius, Severo, and I watch. Cassius looks crestfallen, but not too surprised. Cassius, I want you to get out. Ori, clean him up, but his bonds stay on. She looks back at me and nods. Severo, meet me in my quarters. We need to talk. Severo hurls the pliers at me. I catch them, infuriating him. I didn't come out here to slag around. You said you wanted answers. This Ra's all bluff. 20 minutes and I'll give you a diagram of Calliope, and see if this one's full of shit. He stabs a finger at Ori. Not like this, I say. Fine. He dusts his hands off and waltzes out of the room. Cassius is about to go after him. I stand in his way. You're enabling him. You want to kick his ass. I sniff his breath. Go on, then. Cassius is off like a bullet. Ori stares back at me in disbelief. It's either now or when we can't afford it, I say. They're grown men. Let them sort it out. I look at Diomedes and say to Ori, do you and I have to sort something out? She stands and turns. One of her fingers is clearly broken from pushing Severo. I am a daughter of Ares, she says, but I am also a person. You would know better than anyone. She points out the door. Now go make sure they don't kill each other. I lock eyes with Diomedes. Fair enough. I follow Cassius to find him reaching the bottom of the ramp to the cargo bay. Halfway to the machine shop, Severo turns on Cassius and draws a knife from his boot. Rich boy want a tickle too? The blade is long, lean and crooked. I call this one Lysander. Torture your prisoners. Hide behind your knife. You aren't an imperator. You're a lonely little savage is what you are, Cassius says. Severo plays offended. It's pronounced goblin. That man saved my life. He's injured and a prisoner. It isn't right. Come again, Severo asks. Sorry, I can't hear you. You're too deep in the bottle. Echoing sound. Say louder. Use that big bologna chest. Severo's eyes twinkle like a kid's with matches. These two have anger to exorcise, and neither of them has fought anyone since Venus. I can at least try to contain this here. I feel a surge of petulance and contempt for the both of them. I wrestle down that emotion and try to remember what the book says. If you wish to be straightened, you must first be bent crooked. Let them get bent, then. I sit on a crate to observe and make sure they don't kill one another. Lyria rushes in, and I motion her to sit beside me. Confused, she heeds me. Diomedes is a prisoner of war, Cassius says with princely dignity. He has rights. Even I roll my eyes. A sour giggle worms through Severo's teeth. It contorts into a chest-heaving laugh. Then it stops as suddenly as it began, his voice weirdly calm. Your problem, shithead, is that you claw for every chance you can get to be the hero, because you know you'll always be the villain. Can't shake that golden taint. He winks. Same reason Ori will never give you the time of day. You're stained, boyo. He grins. You are such a big, pretty nothing. Couldn't handle your brother dying in the passage, even though those were the rules you people made. Had to pout. So big, so small. Needy little Bologna. Sad, lonely Cassius. You're hollow, man. Can't even stand straight without a woman inflating your spine. Severo wags his knife at Cassius. Couldn't save Julian. Couldn't protect Quinn. Couldn't keep Mustang intrigued. You're the shallow end of the pool. Couldn't save your sovereign because you're a traitor. Then you couldn't join the Republic because you're not welcome. Whole Ares thing. But the saddest shit is, you spent years on that loon brat, only to have him ditch you for the world that chewed you up and spat you out at the first opportunity he could get. Failures like that only come around once in a lifetime. Darrow's too nice to tell you, but hey, that's what I'm here for. He pouts. Gonna go drink to numb the boo-boo. You'll still hate yourself tomorrow. Fraud. The Lysander insult carves the deepest gash in Cassius's heart. I feel sad for my friend, for the loneliness in his life after we killed Octavia, after Adrius killed his brother and sister. But I can't stand up for him. He has to get through his guilt for killing Ares and stand up to Severo himself. Severo's tirade has the effect he wanted. Cassius takes a fighting stance and goes at him.
Several sheathes his blade. Fists, it is. Cassius feints a left hook and puts a significant amount of his powerful frame into a line drive of a right jab. Powerful or not, the jab is affected by the gin he's had. Severo is dead sober and spent his whole life baiting bigger men into unwise confrontations. He ducks and puts all his weight into punching Cassius in the testicles. Air gushes out of the bigger man. Before Cassius can even double over, Severo lunges up like a frog and brings the crown of his head into Cassius's jaw. Cassius's teeth clack together. Cassius doesn't go out, and it's a miracle his jaw doesn't break. He staggers back and spits out half of a front incisor before squaring up again. Severo never stops coming at him, though, and catches him with a flurry of jabs to his left ear, then almost breaks his ankle with a sideways stomp. Harried, Cassius stumbles back after an exchange of elbow strikes and gets some distance with a push kick that lands on Severo's lower chest. "Stop him!" Lyria snarls. "He's a monster! Stop him!" "That's up to Cassius," I say. "Look at the morning night," Severo mocks and darts forward to daze Cassius with a jab combination that sends blood pouring from Cassius's nose. "Losing again." Cassius rushes him. Severo evades easily and jabs him twice in his right ear. "That's all you're good for. Drinking and losing and..." Severo lines Cassius up for an uppercut. It doesn't land. Cassius steps into Severo suddenly, crowding him and making the blow awkward just as he swings his left elbow into the exposed side of Severo's head. It hits Severo's skull with a crack. Severo leans with the blow just enough to not get knocked out, but Cassius follows with a swing of his right elbow that hits Severo in the side of the head. Crack! Severo stumbles back, dazed, and Cassius delivers a right knee that smashes into Severo's guard. Severo is lifted off his feet, hurled in the air to rebound off a crate. He wheezes for air, holding his ribs. Cassius squares up and shakes his fists out. "Stay down!" He grins like his old self, the rotten self I thought he'd outgrown. "It's not my fault you weren't there when your wife needed you most." I must be missing something, because it's like Severo's been hit with a block of ice. He goes pale and glances at Lyria with a look so wounded I realize there's something I don't know. Something terrible. Lyria is horrified. "Cassius, stop!" she begs. Severo rushes Cassius in silence. He jukes sideways and under another of Cassius's kicks and puts his shoulder into Cassius's groin. They go down. Severo clambers atop Cassius and tries to bite his face. Cassius uses a cravat counter-leverage move to roll the two of them toward us. Severo's teeth snap at empty air. He ends up behind Cassius, raining blows on the back of Cassius's head. Lyria springs at them. I grab for the scruff of her neck, but she's oily from working on the ship and slips my grip. Shit! I jump up. Neither man sees her coming. Cassius thrusts back against Severo with his hips, throwing Severo off balance and inverts their positions. As he does so, he brings back his fist to pound Severo's exposed face, but his elbow cracks right into Lyria's face on his backswing. She reels back as if kicked by a sunblood. She's snoring before she hits the ground. I shout for them to stop. Cassius glances over his shoulder to see Lyria twitching on the floor, her nose smashed flat. Blood pours out. A second vile snore rattles out of the small red girl. Cassius's face falls. No, 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 no. Severo isn't done. He scrambles to his feet and rushes Cassius. I slip from the box and kick him under his left shoulder so hard he's lifted clean in the air and sent crashing into cargo boxes. He stumbles up, oozing blood from his face, his left eye hidden beneath a mass of swollen, purpling tissue. "Enough!" I demand. He heaves for breath, ugly as the monster all children think lurks in their closet. But he sees the look in my eye, Lyria snoring like a drunk, and he sinks against a box. Cassius cradles Lyria in his arms. She's still snoring. "Neuro unit. Medbay, Cassius." He doesn't hear me. I swat his head. Med bay! Cassius stumbles and rushes out of the cargo bay with Lyria in his arms. I'm left alone with Sevro.
Happy? I ask him. Got your belly full of hate? You're stuffed now. Got enough to last you to Io, or do you need to provoke everyone before you're full?
Sevro mutters something inaudible and spits blood. Woozy, he makes his way past me and out the cargo bay. He juts a finger after Cassius.
Liability!
He points at me.
Drowning man! So what's that make you?
I ask.
Goblin.
He doesn't seem happy about that. He is miserable. It's a different tone than I've seen from him. He looks lost, like he's about to puke. I soften my voice.
What did he mean about Victra?
He blinks, distant, empty of anger, empty completely.
Sevro.
It was a boy,
he rasps.
Our baby. It was a boy named Ulysses. That was the name we chose. Harmony killed him on Mars, nailed him to a tree. I wasn't there.
The sense of hope I'd been nursing since leaving the Marcher shrinks to the size of a candle's flame. The wind howls in my heart, black, cold. The candle flickers and almost goes out. I don't know what to say. Sevro is beat. He looks at his feet.
Sevro, I'm sorry.
A half minute goes past.
Gods, I am so sorry. When did you learn of this?
The stowaway spilled the beans. At Quicks.
Now it all makes sense.
Shouldn't you be home?
I wasn't there.
Sevro stares off, vacant.
How can I go home? How can I face her?
Victra. What she went through on her own.
She was probably there, with Virginia. Didn't want to talk to me. I tried to be a dad, but it ain't what barkers do. We can be nightmares. That's what we can do. Make the enemy scared. Goblins, what they need. Out here. Goblin gets shit done.
So does Sevro, I say.
Nah, that's what I learned on Luna, see? The abomination reminded me of something I'd always known deep down but had forgotten. Kids, wife, money, fame, victory. All that soft shit. It ain't for me. I'm not allowed to have it. Sevro craves all that. Sevro is weak. Sevro slags up. Sevro wants the family and the peace and the quiet. That's how the clone got me. Sevro needs.
Not the goblin.
Goblin eats nails, shits fire. He can do what Sevro can't.
Bullshit. What? You heard me. That's bullshit, Sevro. It wasn't the goblin who held the sons of Ares together when I was in the jackal's box, when your da was dead. It was you, Sevro Barker. I got people killed. If it wasn't for Rags and Dancer, it all would have burned down. If you and Victra hadn't joined up... So, what you're saying is, without your friends, you'd be slagged and the rising would be ashes?
I scoff.
Welcome to the club, asshole. Where do you think I'd be without you? Without our friends? Dead in a ravine, that's where.
We hold each other up. We always have. That's not weakness. That's the only strength we've got. More than anyone. You've been there for me. You've been my engine for half a life. My turn.
I set both hands on his shoulders.
Look at me, Sevro.
His eyes peer out at me from a pit of sadness.
I know there is nothing I can say that will make this right. I know that the worlds have been cruel to you, that they've ripped your guts out one too many times. This will hurt forever. I cannot imagine losing Pax. I am your best friend. I would die for you, Victra, any of your kids. So trust me when I say this. We are not here for ourselves. So if you cannot pull yourself out of your pain, if you cannot contribute the way you know you can, then there is the airlock. Please, see yourself out. He stares at me in shock. He's not used to this. I've always accommodated his turbulent temper, his volcanic anger and petty slights. I know the goblin is a part of him. But if he doesn't understand there are exceptions, if he isn't called out, he'll see himself to ruin and maybe take us down with him. Piece of pie, he says bitterly. Didn't even know the kid. Turned the page on my dad too. Forget that son of a whore, Bellona. I beat his brother to death with my bare hands, Cassius's twin. I cut his older brother in half. Our friends killed his dad, and on and on and on. I'm shouting now, but damn it, he needs perspective. And despite all of that fucking murder, Severo, all that murder, Cassius is here, with us, right now, fighting for our future, fighting for you and for your family back on Mars. Despite the horrors of the camps, where that little red in the medbay saw her entire family butchered, Lyria is here, with us, right now. And, despite my betrayal of the Sons on the Rim all those years ago, where thousands were executed because I turned my back on them, Ori is here, now. They are all fighting for your kids, for mine. Looks like you've got your replacement howlers, then. That makes me irrelevant. I'll just hop out the hatch. Severo says, but doesn't move. Severo, I love you, and I love your family. I'm not saying get over it and turn into a machine. I'm saying stop acting like an asshole and let me help you carry the pain. You love the goblin, he says. You love the blade that slides out of nowhere into the enemy's throat, like magic, right before he'd cut you down for good. That's my worth to you. Ah, brother, I say with a sigh. Do you think Victor would ever have married you if that's all you were? Do you think you'd be my best friend? Shit, Valdir's better at killing than you are, and he wanted the spot. He snorts a laugh. He wanted to shag you. He did not. Severo stares at me like I'm an idiot. He did not. Severo shakes his head. The laugh brought on a small change in him. I risk touching his shoulder. He lets me. I wish you could see what I see, man. What Victor sees, what your girls see, what millions of red children see when we look at you. The goblin is a holy terror, yes. He's a useful tool. He makes the enemy scared and our people brave. Severo squints at me, surprised at my sudden agreement. But Severo Barker, I ask. Hades. He's the stage on which the goblin sometimes comes out for a guest appearance. He's the man who made the howlers. He's the one who keeps the Reaper in check, keeps everyone in check. He was Ragnar's brother. Severo's a leader, a father, a friend. He's the one Athena sent this message to, not the goblin, not me. We need Severo to realize how tall he stands, because if the goals can beat him into believing he is small, wretched, what hope do the rest of us have? Severo says nothing. He stares through me, his hollow eyes drilling holes into the bulkhead behind me. Last thing I tell you is this, old friend. Neither Severo nor the goblin is of any use fighting his allies or working against his friends. You done with the howlers? All right. My offer still stands. I'll do everything in my power to get you home to your family, steal you a ship on Io and cover your escape. What about the airlock? We know you're not that man. I squeeze his shoulder hard. But if you're going to run with this pack, stop chewing our legs like we're all stuck in a trap. This mission matters because it's the one we are on. Think on it. When we get to Io, I'm going to scout. Whether I do that alone or with Severo isn't my call. I slap him on the shoulder and head for the med bay to check on Lyria.
I wish I could do more,
but I can't go back in time to save his son. He won't respect pity or think he deserves it. In the cold prison of our minds, we are alone with our self-hatred, our doubts and guilt. No one more than Severo. A friend may reach through the bars and hold our hand, but they cannot open the door for us. Only the prisoner has the key. All I can do is remind him we're waiting for him when he gets out.